There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Snap happy.
Mohammed from Gulf Photo Plus, he joins us every single fortnight to talk travel and photography. If you've got any questions, you'll take questions of all sorts,
won't
you?
I will.
Cameras, equipment, courses, anything.
Just don't Google me.
Well, you've just been Googling someone yourself sitting out there in the green room.
I have.
Who was it?
I can't say.
No. I don't put him on the spot like that.
An ex-girlfriend?
No, not at all. It was somebody who wanted to have a meeting, and I was like, well, let me Google this person to see what they're all about and why they would want to have this meeting and if it's worth having this meeting.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with that? Nothing wrong with that?
Yeah, but in the olden days, you'd go on face value and then you'd make an assumption when you got there, wouldn't you? And then it would be, I don't know, I just think it's more
forearmed.
Genuine.
Forearmed. You're forearmed.
Well, you know, but I mean, if you have the tools, why not use it? And I'm not being malicious about it. I'm just seeing whether this is there's value in my time for.
Well, you kind of are deciding whether you want to meet them or not based on
sure.
what you've Googled.
Sure, for sure.
Whereas you would have gone in the past and been like, right, I'll just take it on merit.
But I think also now people are a lot more flippant about, oh, let's have a meeting, right? So I think it's important to be judicious, because before I think it would be, you'd only have a meeting with people that you needed to have a meeting, and now people are like, oh, let's meet about this. And
Yeah, I do have a bit of that, actually.
Meeting about a meeting.
I don't like meetings.
No, I don't.
No, not unless they involve food and it's like over dinner.
Yeah. There's a quote that I really like. It says, meetings are where minutes are kept, but hours are lost.
Nice one. Now, let's get into some photography. You've been kind of seeking out some good opportunities for photography around the UAE for us, for people that are staying here.
Well, you know, the weather is great, and I think you should be photographing all the time, but it'd be criminal not to photograph now because the weather is just sublime. It's really good. I think in the last few days, it's just gone down a notch. So it's wonderful, nice breeze, and the skies are better, and they're crystal clear, and they're blue, and the sunsets are gorgeous. So take advantage.
Well, you've been looking at some of my photographs there, my fishing pictures.
Yeah.
Do you still follow Mark?
I do. But you know, with the Instagram algorithm, there's just you have to go on Mark's profile and like a few pictures, and then you'll see it more often.
Right. Okay. So where are some of the good places then that we need to be out photographing?
Okay. So
is that a new word?
Yeah, photographing.
Sure, I'll take it. So there are many, many places, but let's start with new places that we have access to now, that we have the opportunity to shoot. The Louvre Abu Dhabi is a favorite of mine, of course, because I photographed it, but it's also just stunning. And I've been there many times now, and just being under that dome is quite stunning. And the beauty of it is that the light changes, you know, depending on what time you're there during the day. So it's really spectacular. You could, you know, have a completely different experience at like 4:30 in the afternoon versus 9 in the morning or versus noon when the sun's right overhead. And the lattice dome that that you have just presents many, many opportunities. And then while you're there, you can also see photographs in the museum. So definitely worth checking that out.
Still haven't been yet.
I think you should go
out.
Haven't
had a chance. Mm. I do want to go, though. Mm. I mean, it'll be quiet now.
I heard somebody from work went last weekend and said it was pretty busy. So if you could go out during the week, that might be better. But, you know, it's always going to be busy, right, in the weekend. So I think if you get there early, the light's really good in the morning. And I think it would be quieter for sure, because, you know, people in the Emirates are always like doing things a bit later. So I think if you're there for 10 in the morning, it'll be good.
So the sun streams through this roof, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what if it rains? Is it going to, spoil all the art?
Well, don't go when it's raining. No, the art's
not outside.
It's all enclosed within the buildings. Yeah. There are pieces that are outside, though, so I think they've chosen carefully. So even
what,
if there was...
waterproof ones?
Or ones that will take the occasional shower.
Right.
I mean, they're building inscriptions or whatever, so I think they're made with that purpose in mind, that, you know, that things may happen, so...
Mind if I take the day off tomorrow then?
No, go for it. Go on, do it. Yeah. So if you've got an eagle eye, are there some good shots to be had then in the Louvre?
For sure. I think, you know, the architecture is stunning. So definitely that. I think there's some wonderful opportunities for portraits. If you're going with friends, you know, you could take some nice portraits of each other. And then inside the gallery, they're okay for people to photograph in the galleries. You can't use flash at all. But you don't need to, because it's beautifully lit, and there's some wonderful opportunities. Just, you know, people shooting, people browsing housing at art can be really interesting to photograph, because you get all these kind of, you know, people getting really close up to the art and
or you could
have a portrait or a painting from the 18th century of somebody doing something particular, and sometimes you have people who are just kind of replicating that stance without realizing it, so you could get that, you know, or people wearing polka dots and being stood by a painting that has polka dots, you know, so you can get these really quirky images.
You know, it'd be a good idea, and I don't know if anyone's ever done it yet art wise, but imagine having a picture where you've got hidden camera in the middle of it, and then you snap a shot at everyone who looks at it and their expressions as they're looking at it.
Or a video would be better, because you're, you know, it's much more involved.
Oh, I don't like video art. No, I'm thinking photos, and then I'm thinking you make a collage
right
with the photos that looks like the art next to it.
Oh, well, that's your project then.
Next
there you
to
go.
Is Yemen. Watch out.
That's your project. As well as the Louvre, any other great locations?
So if you're making the trek to Abu Dhabi, then, you know, kill two birds with one stone by going over to the Sheikh Zayed Mosque, which is, again, wonderful. And the light there is beautiful. And then the mosque itself. I actually like shooting the tourists who are there, who are doing all kinds of silly things, like taking selfies.
Watch how you phrase that.
sure. Well, yeah. So not shooting tourists, but photographing tourists, rather.
Do you have to ask, or... I think it's all right when it's tourists. Because we talk about this in other countries, don't we? Where you're photographing cultures and stuff. Is it different because they are possibly American, German tourists, just, I don't want to say bumbling around, but, you know, who would not necessarily be offended, we think?
Interesting question, for sure. And, you know, you also have to be mindful of the laws here, where you can't publish photos of somebody without their permission. So, you know, always better to, not always better, but always necessary to ask for permission before posting.
Even if they don't live here, though, does that rule apply? I guess it will. That's why
it could apply, because they could use the statute and the provisions of the law to say that I was photographed in this country by somebody who lives here, and, you know, and I don't accept it, and you could be foul of the law. So, for sure. But, yeah, I think it's an interesting question. I think that, you know, you always have to be mindful of how people would take their photograph being taken doing something. So it's, if you think about how you would like to be depicted in a photograph, you have to be empathetic to that when you're photographing someone. That said,
I'd like someone to shout "Stand up straight" before they take it.
But I've often been pleasantly surprised that there was this wonderful selfie that three local women were taking in Abu Dhabi, and I photographed them, and I was like, well, I don't know if I can use this. I said, I'm going to ask them, and I said, look, I love this picture. I'd love to be able to post it on my Instagram. Would you be okay with that? And they said, I'd be okay if you tag us. So I'd be like, okay, great, you know. So I think people are much more relaxed, and I think it doesn't hurt to ask, because what's the worst thing that could happen? They could say no, please delete it right now, and you say sure.
And there's nothing worse, is there, having a photograph taken and you think, I'll never see that picture. You know, it's gone for good. I often think of celebrities and superstars, you know, that think, I'm never going to see this photo. Maybe that's why some get a bit stroppy when you ask.
Do you know what I always think about? You know when you see someone's grandparents in a photo and they're posing for it, and then in the background you see someone walking past who you don't know, you'll never know who they are.
Right.
And you think to yourself, they had a whole life and they're in this photo that's been on this wall in someone's house forever, but they don't know they're in that photo. Like, that kind of stuff gets in my mind.
It's getting weird now.
I know, it's too deep, isn't it? Snap
happy. We got a text in as well, all about photography, and saying, hi, love the photography part of the show. I want to buy my boyfriend a gift for Christmas. He's really interested in photography. What would you recommend?
Lots of options. I'm guessing, hoping that her boyfriend has a camera. If not, that would be a good start. And cameras come in all kinds of sizes and shapes and prices. We have a guide on our website in the resources section about what camera to buy based on what they're going to do. Are they going on safari, or are they just shooting street stuff when they're out walking? So there are many options there. If they're if they really want to pursue it, they can take a class at, guess where, Gulf Photo Plus. And
what's the best cheap gift that you could get for someone? That's what I'm always thinking.
The Instax cameras are really good. They're fun. They can also be really a good stimulant to being creative about, you know, doing personal photo projects. So somebody who worked with us, she bought one when she got married, and her husband have taken a photo of together every day since they've been married.
Oh, that's great,
lovely.
Isn't it?
How much are they?
They can be as cheap as 280 dirhams, and or can be as expensive as 1,000 dirhams based on the features and the flash ability and things like that. Now they come in square, and the Instax square is really popular because they kind of echo, you know, the old Polaroids. So that's fun. Yeah,
cool.
Love it.
Okay, a couple of talks that are going to be coming up in town. Re-photography.
Yes. So there's a lot going on at Gulf Photo Plus. We're really busy. We have Aida's exhibition, which whom you met last time that I was here. So that show is up for another few weeks. We have a street photography week coming up in December, so that's always fun, and street's something that a lot of people love. But closer to now, we have a couple of things happening. So one is tonight at the Apple Store in Dubai Mall. We have partnered with them to offer Photo Lab, which is a series of creative talks by really creative photographers and people working with the image, moving image or otherwise. And so tonight is Hussein Musavi, and that's happening at 7:30. And he is an infographics designer, and he really uses photography to kind of look at design and patterns and a lot of interesting things to do with urban life. And it's really interesting, and I've seen that presentation yesterday, and I'm excited to kind of check that out. And it's free to attend, and it's happening tonight at 7:30. No need to register, just show up at the Apple Store.
And also, I know a lot of people have had their eye on wedding photography, but from the other side, from behind the camera, because quite a lot of money to be made in it, isn't there?
It is. It's not that easy. A lot of brides and grooms have made the mistake of hiring that person that they've been told, oh, they've got a camera, they've taken some nice pictures
really
on Instagram,
good.
and we can hire them and kind of save some money and put it towards flowers or whatever. And they've learned the hard way, because at the end of the day, those photos or the video will be the only reminder.
Don't stop it, because I learned the hard way.
So I'd say don't skimp on that. But it is hard work. It's really hard work. It's not just about being a good photographer. It's also about being somebody who is quite anticipatory in terms of what's going to happen, being professional with meeting the prospective grooms and brides.
Being able to take a brief as well, I imagine.
Mm. Totally, totally. And also, I always say to people who ask me for recommendations for wedding photographers, I'd say, look, pick three and then go and meet them and see how you get along with them.
And this Saturday, there is a free talk, on wedding photography.
There is. That's at Gulf Photo Plus. It's at 5:30 p.m. and they can get all the details on our website.
Fantastic, Mohammed. We'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Thank you.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.